This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Boise Rock School has been teaching music and band making principles since 2008. Well, now the coronavirus has moved nearly 400 students online. That's significant when their programming is set up to feel like band practice. That's the way the school has found their students learn best. Well, joining us live over Skype today is Ryan Peck, a co-founder, instructor, and managing director at the Boise Rock School. Hey, Ryan, good to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Gemma. It's really rad to be here.
Well, you started, as we said, Boise Rock School back in 2008. Can you talk a little bit about the need that was really filled in the community and why you decided to found this program?
Yeah, I mean, Jared Goodpaster and I started it back in 2008, which was, you know, during a recession. And we spent, you know, a couple years growing the organization without pay. And in light of that, we've kind of been primed for these lean times. We wanted to provide something that was going to be able to provide, you know, a way to build resilience and a way to empower youth. And we, you know, our vehicle is education, but things like skateboarding and music and all these endeavors that kids take up, I think they build resilience and I think that they're empowering.
You know, and as we mentioned, I mean, your school is not a typical music school. I mean, this really is kind of like band practice. Can you talk a little bit about why you have that model?
Well, there's so much to be learned through, you know, playing music with others and sharing that sort of thing with your peers. I think that on one hand, just through the music education aspect, it drives you to get better. You know, we're driven sort of by peer respect, and we want to be showing our friends and our family that we're getting better at instruments. So on one hand, there's this sort of elevation, I think, of the artistry and the arts education. But at the same time, when you're doing sort of a band setup or a group drum lesson or a group guitar lesson, you're also sort of teasing in these other things, you know, group communication, compromise, and the ability to work together and the ability to work in a group of your peers, which I think is super valuable. You know, that's sort of like the part of also that resilience empowerment equation for us.
Okay, so then talk about that, though, this whole working together idea, because with coronavirus, we've all been quarantined, kids can't come to the school, but you've moved everything online. How is that working?
Well, you know, it was like many of us, it was a little bit of a whiplash. But as the reports for COVID-19 were coming around, you know, sort of around the end of February, Jared and I realized that we needed to have a plan. So we moved classes to Skype and Zoom and Google Hangouts on March 13th. We had to cancel a big quarterly session gig at Jump that we had, which was really sad. But our main goal has been to keep the kids engaged in something that we see as really valuable. I mean, music is our vehicle to do a lot of stuff. And so we wanted to keep the kids engaged. But at the other hand, Gemma, for us, you know, we have around 12 teachers. And I was walking around with this pit in my stomach and this cloud of anxiety. And I couldn't bear the thought of having to reduce what I knew to be a very rad thing for our teachers and our students. And I wanted to know we were doing everything we could to keep our teachers at their regular pay and at their status quo. Because for, you know, many of them are also professional musicians. And so that whole portion of their income has just completely vanished. And, you know, so far we've been able to do it. I stopped drawing a paycheck 6 weeks ago, which isn't awesome, but if it helps keep us afloat, so be it. So it's, you know, there's a two-pronged thing there. One was the economics of our teachers, and then more importantly, the providing some normalcy and providing a really rad outlet for, you know, the 400-ish kids that we have attending on a weekly basis.
We're talking with Ryan Peck of Boise Rock School about how they've had to put everything online. And, you know, Ryan, I mean, here we've talked about, right, the economic impact and for your teachers. I mean, you're not drawing a salary, you know, also trying to keep kids engaged. But with all of that, are there any surprising silver linings that you have found in this process? Because I also think sometimes, you know, it's good to try to find those as well, even in the midst of chaos and crisis.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with playing music, especially when you're playing as a group, it's we're social creatures, and we like to be around our friends and be around our family and our, you know, peers and whatnot. But there have been some silver linings, and many of those silver linings have been really eye-opening. I mean, the kids and teens that we see on a weekly basis, even though they're seeing their friends, you know, virtually, they're really excited to see their friends, and they're really excited to see their teachers, and it provides this bit of normalcy. And playing it forward for us as an organization, you know, I personally get really excited about the idea that now we've sort of gained a little bit of mastery of this delivery of our education model online. And so I'm like, geez, you know, there might be some kids over in some rural Idaho town that when we're through this, we would be able to, you know, provide our version of education to them virtually and provide something really cool for them as well.
And how cool is that, right? That, I mean, you're being able to find that. Here's my question, though. We only have about 2 minutes left.
No worries.
Are you accepting new students right now? I mean, because there's a lot of stir-crazy kids, and we shouldn't really say stir-crazy parents at all.
Yeah, we always are. And, you know, we're looking forward to summer camps, and folks can go to BoiseRockSchool.org for info, but we're totally accepting new students. Like I said, we're using Skype and Zoom, and in a couple cases, Google Hangouts. We sort of can change depending on what the teacher is most comfortable with. Our social medias have some fun lessons posted, and we've brought in a couple drop-in style classes during the COVID break, whatever you want to call it. We have a couple just drop-in songwriting classes that kids can jump into, and a couple beginning guitar classes.
So people just find you at Boise Rock School. Like if they go online.
BoiseRockSchool.org. Yeah. Okay. And I mean, it's a crazy time. I'm tremendously worried about other arts organizations and arts education people. I worry about small businesses and things like LED or Treefort or Funky Taco or Record Exchange or the Flicks, you know.
Right.
But the answer for us is we're really lucky to be able to deliver a version of what we do during these times. And, you know, the solution in the midst of this, as you've been talking during the show today, you know, this uncertainty and fear and anxiety, the solution for us has just been to keep busy, you know, because if you're busy and you're doing things that you love, it tends to sort of be a little bit of a tonic to that anxiety.
I think we do
is empower kids through music and build resilience through arts education.
Yeah, I love it, Ryan. We've been talking with Ryan Peck with Boise Rock School. And you know what? If you can all help support the arts right now, if you have the means to do that, this is the time to also support the arts. So, Ryan, thanks so much. I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Idaho Matters. My producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Huge thank you to our engineering team, especially Kelsey Black, for keeping us on the air. It is, what day is it? Is it Tuesday? It's Tuesday. See, we're all in quarantine and we can't even remember what day it is. I hope you are able to find some joy in your day. And as always, we will see you back here tomorrow.